the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. This month of July marks the 25th anniversary of the death of my father. And so later today, I plan to go to Fort Snelling National Cemetery, where my mother is also buried there with my father, and to offer some prayers for them. Many people, when they go to visit their graves of their parents, will bring flowers. On the other hand, when I go to see my father's grave, I bring weed killer. I bring weed killer because my father hated weeds. In his lifetime, he hated weeds. And so now when I go there, every so often, there are weeds trying to make their way from other grave sites nearby to my father's grave. So I bring a small bottle, and I shoot him dead. I keep my father's grave weed-free in his honor and in his memory. Especially after my father retired many years ago. He became more and more focused, as many retired men do, upon things around the home, especially our lawn and our garden. And every day my father would care for the garden and walk through the lawn, and if he ever saw a weed making its way into the lawn or the garden, he would shoot it dead. And I think my father could have achieved a weed-free lawn had it not been for Mr. Jones, who lived right next door. Mr. Jones was a very good man, but a very bad caretaker for his own home. And so instead of grass and a garden, all Mr. Jones had was an entire yard of weeds. And so my dad was in constant combat, if you will, or always on the alert for weeds that might be making their way over to our yard from Mr. Jones' side of the fence. They didn't stand much of a chance, those that did make it into the garden or our lawn. Now I think of a parable that was told by our Lord. It's probably familiar to all of you. It's a parable of the Son of Man who goes out and sows good seed. But then the evil one, which is Satan, comes along and he sows weeds in the midst of the wheat. And the servants of the Lord say, Lord, let's go and we'll tear out the weeds, lest it infect the wheat. And the Lord said, no, leave the two to grow together. And at the time of the harvest, the wheat will be harvested for eternal life, and the weeds will be gathered and burned for eternal death. That parable comes to my mind as I'm intending to go visit the grave of my father. You know, I thank God that my father did not live to see the times in which we live. I thank God that he did not live to see the times in which the weeds of the world, and in particular the weeds of our nation, had become so overgrown and so seemingly powerful and poisonous. My father served in World War II and in Korea in many ways to try and keep down the weeds. He loved this country. Glad that he doesn't live to see a time when the weeds are seemingly so prevalent, and frankly, to live to see a time which the church he so loved is so weak, at the very time that we need her to be strong. It'd be as though my father simply stopped tending the garden and the lawn and just allowed the weeds of Mr. Jones to infect and attack the good lawn and the garden. And these weeds are everywhere, everywhere, even within, and especially within the institutional church. There are weeds that would and have misled the faithful. There are weeds in political and appointed offices. There are weeds in the media, a media which continually hypes the wrongful death of one individual to help encourage not only protests but riots and unrest. But the same weed-infested media that tells us nothing of the many Catholic churches that are being burned and attacked in the past few days. And no mention of images of our Lord and our Lady that are being decapitated and vandalized. No mention. There are weeds in academia, weeds that would mislead our young innocent children, weeds that would mislead our teens in those critical formative years, weeds especially in colleges and universities. I have a good friend. He's been a friend for 50 years. We started together in high school seminary at the tender age of 12 or 13, 50 years ago. As it turns out, he went a different route. On the very day that I was ordained a priest, he was married. And we've remained friends. And he shared with me the other day that they sent away his eldest daughter to college at a university in another state. And she went there innocent and accepting basic family traditional values. And she came back corrupted. She came back buying into the nonsense that is so prevalent out there in the weed-infested world around us, aligning herself with all of these misguided causes and so on. There are certainly weeds in Hollywood and in other means of social media, things that come into the homes. I'm preaching to the choir in a way, because I know traditional Catholics are aware of the weeds. And many of you homeschool for this very reason. Twofold purpose: to keep your families intact and to keep the weeds outside your family and away from your children in particular. And others who may not homeschool still carefully control the associations that your children have and what you allow them to be exposed to. So we have the parable of the image of the weeds and the wheat. And in the end, one goes to the harvest of eternal life, and one goes to an eternal burning of death that never ends. There are other ways to describe this dichotomy, this opposition. Another way that's been described by Archbishop Vigano, very biblically based: there are children of the light and there are children of the darkness. Still another image comes out of our first lesson of today from St. Paul, where he basically says to the Christians at Rome, you were once slaves or servants, but in reality slaves of immorality and sin and uncleanness. But now you are servants or slaves, but servants of Christ. And while you were slaves to uncleanness and immorality and sin, you were dead. And had you remained there, that would have been your eternal state, a never-ending death. But on the other hand, now you have come to be servants of Christ. And that leads to everlasting life. So at this time, in the history of our church, in the history of the world, I really think we face something unprecedented. We face a very strong presence, prevalence, and poison of a weed-infested nation and world that is sown and is supported by the evil one. We happen to live at a time when the institutional church is very weak. And still in many places, the faithful are even denied access to the sacraments and the Mass at a time when they need it the most. Still, God provides us for what we need and for what we deserve. Remain rooted in Christ. Be vigilant for your children, and the weeds will not be able to hurt us. We will not be taken away from being rooted in the eternal life of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.